You are standing in the second Patriot line, manned almost entirely by militia units from Virginia. Posted on this side of the New Garden Road is the brigade of Brigadier General Edward Stevens, mostly men from the Shenandoah Valley. Samuel Houston later describes what these frontiersmen look like. They are in heavy linen shirts, dyed brown with bark. These are open in front and made to extend down near to the knee and belted round the waist with dressed skin or woven girths, belts. The sleeves were large, with a wristband, and fringed over the upper part of the hand as far as the knuckles. Under the hunting shirt was a jacket made of some finer materials, and breeches of dressed buck or deerskin to just below the knees, with long stockings and moccasins of deer leather. Another finer flax shirt was next to the skin. This may have been Captain Sam Houston, of the Virginia Riflemen on the left end of the first line, whose namesake son would become the President of Texas when it was briefly its own country. About 10 yards behind this line, you see a scattered row of other men. During the Battle of Camden in South Carolina the previous August, this brigade broke and ran, contributing to a terrible Continental defeat. Stevens is not going to risk a repeat. These 40 men he has ordered to shoot whoever flinches first in the main line. Look ahead at the woods where the trail curves right. The trees were older and larger, but the underbrush ahead of you suggests what was here at the time, perhaps only with budding leaves in mid-March. Some of the men build up small barricades of brushwood. Though they have heard the cannons and muskets from the first line, the first sights of the battle these men see is panicked North Carolina militia running past them. No doubt those men endured plenty of verbal abuse. The Virginia militia had more former Continentals, including officers, than did the North Carolinians. The British are making their way up the heavily forested slope, often blocked from view until very close. All along this line, the Virginians open fire individually from behind trees and through the bushes as the redcoats appear, no longer in clean lines. The British halt and return fire. The training of the British keeps them from panicking, even as many of their officers are hit. The battle breaks down in many places along the second line to clumps of men on both sides shooting at will. Some were probably firing blind at times, given the heavy underbrush, trees, and smoke. Please follow the walking instructions under Second Line Retreat and go to its audio clip.